Well, Andrew Kellaway had a very strong debut season last year. He played 11 matches in the end. He was fullback there when Izzy was moved to outside centre, and we'll be playing over the weekend with the inaugural Brisbane 10. So we look forward to that. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you preparing for the weekend? A bit of an unknown, really.
Yeah, that's it. I think no one really quite sure what to expect, so we've sort of been dabbling in a little bit of different stuff at training and then trying some stuff out, so it's been good.
It's strange, isn't it? We've got the normal game, then, of course, the success of the sevens, and now you've got tens. What sort of feeling do you think you'll get from the matches?
Yeah, look, I think you're right there. There's sort of the two ends of the spectrum in sevens and 15s, so tens, I suppose, falls right in the middle, but look, I think there's no two ways about it. It's going to be pretty tough out there, especially with given the weather up here in Brisbane. So it's going to be a tough hit out. So I think it'll be probably a little bit closer to 7s than 15s. So it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be hard work, I'd say, mate. And the heat up there is not going to help you out at all.
No, definitely not. It's 7 o'clock this morning. It's already pretty warm up here. So it's going to be interesting, especially for those of us with red hair and pale skin.
Yeah, mate, you would have been extremely happy with the way things turned out. It's no mean feat to push Israel Folau out of the fullback position and into the centres.
Yeah, look, I think it was a great experience for me last year to have that. And then I suppose to have Izzy there as well to sort of guide me through that was awesome. And he was really good like that. So it was a great year, but I'm really excited to build on it this year.
Yeah.
Mm. And things seem quite settled second year for the coach, the squad together for another year, and things are moving and probably feeling more settled.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got a lot of depth this year, a lot of guys that sort of had their first year last year and are pushing their way through now. So I think that's going to bode really well for us, especially in the back end of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we saw with the Roosters in the nines last weekend also, Andrew, when you play as a group, you want to win. Winning's always good. It builds confidence. It rewards a good pre-season. So it would be nice to advance. You got 14 teams in this competition on the weekend from Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, France, Japan and Samoa. So it would be nice to advance to a significant part of it.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's here to win, but that's no different for us. We're here to win the thing, so it'll be great to start the year off. Like you said, to start the year off with a win would be an unbelievable thing for us.
It was strange because we chatted with legendary Queenslander Timmy Horan yesterday, and he actually wanted to tip you guys, being the Waratahs, to win that Brisbane Tens title. But in the end, he just couldn't bring himself to do it. But you've got a pretty good squad.
Yeah, no, that's very funny hearing that, but. No, we do. We're lucky. We've got Izzy up here, and Big Tom Kelly and Ivora, and Reece Robinson has some experience in the nine, so he's been great throughout the week. So yeah, look, we're pretty excited to get underway and have a genuine crack at this.
Andrew, can I ask you about Ben Barber coming across, going to Toulon, playing fullback, maybe, and just that transition? You know the positional play and what it is in rugby to be that fullback. Do you think that transition will be a difficult one for him?
I don't think so. I think he's a pretty talented footballer. There's no secrets about his skills. So I don't think that's going to be the trouble. I think maybe the language barrier for him over there in France will be something interesting. But, mate, I hope he goes really well. It's great for rugby to have a go at that, playing our code. So fingers crossed for him.
At European rugby, though, Andrew, is a lot more forward-dominated than, say, Super Rugby here, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. I think there's a big emphasis on the set piece over there, especially given the weather conditions they sort of play in. It's pretty cold and wet in winter in Europe, so he might struggle with that, actually. It'll be pretty chilly over there. I don't think it's anything like over here. But I think it'll go really well. I don't think they've really got a player quite like him over there, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes, and I'll be following.
Mate, realising that you're coming off a spectacular season last year for New South Wales and you're still only young, have you set new goals for yourself? Can you give us a bit of a snapshot about your goals for this season?
Yeah, look, I think the goal as a rugby player is always to play for the Wallabies. You know, that's the pinnacle of our game, so the goal is always to get to there. But, I don't think that's changed. I think for me, I'm going to do my best, but I suppose the priority really is on playing well for New South Wales, and then look, hopefully the rest sorts itself out.
Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend. We're looking forward to watching it.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.